You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm here today with Sylvia Cooperthwaite, who is from Sefton Talking Newspaper. Hi Sylvia, thank you for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Can you tell me a bit about Sefton Talking Newspaper and when it started?
It started in Sefton originally in the 1970s, when shortly after it was introduced to this country in 1969, when a librarian from Cardiff, I think, area, anyway, somewhere in Wales, he went on a study week to the librarian committee or whatever in Sweden, and he found this thing which was the equivalent of what we call talking newspapers, where they found local information, sent it out to people on, I think, a cassette tape in those days. And he thought it was such a good idea, came back to his home, asked his local council if they were interested in doing something similar. And they set it up there. And so the early 1970s, there was a few set up in the country. Sefton became involved in the late 70s. We send USB out now through the post to the people that we know about who want it in the Sefton area. We don't have many now, unfortunately. The numbers have gone down a lot. We've only got about 40 or 50 now maximum. Well, we used to have hundreds. I joined in 2012 when I retired, and there was 400 and odd. It's gone down a lot, unfortunately.
Can you tell me a little bit about the production of the talking newspaper prior to it being sent out to listeners?
So we send these things out every week. We get them back in more or less every week. And it works very well. We have three or four teams of people who come in to do the recording. And there's an admin team which comes in on a Friday to collect it all together and send it all out. And there's obviously a couple of people who copy what's on the original USB onto the ones that we send out. We've got a machine to do that.
You mentioned about the reduction of listeners and that you were going to touch upon this. Can you tell me a little bit more about that, please?
We think very much that we don't have any young people, or, well, there are a couple of younger ones, but most of the people that we have are elderly. We think that there's such a lot of available help online, etc. these days. There's a lot more technology than there used to be. So I guess that young people who are blind or go blind, they probably are aware of things that they can have to help them in various ways. I think the generation that we deal with, they probably didn't know about, and I don't know that they're that interested, really. The things that we send out, the information, obviously, is the local news, things that are coming on locally. That wouldn't matter what age you were. But we also send what we call magazine articles, which is people that find funny little stories either in the paper or in various magazines or online, various people that bring in what they think will be of interest to our listeners. And before each recording session, four or five of them that come in each week discuss what they've got to say and whether they think people will enjoy it or not. So it's mostly sort of just little, just general articles, and they agree the order in which they're going to do them. But we try not to include anything that's going to frighten anybody. But on the other hand, if there's something like local news about a person who's been attacked in their home or something like that, we might include things if we think people just need to be alert. You know, a lot of people have someone knocking on the door saying that they're from the gas board and they're not. So yes, as far as the young people are concerned, we advertise ourselves all over the place, and it's really up to people or their carers or their friends if they see one of our adverts to get in touch. And sometimes we will ring people up, discuss what we send out, give them an example. They don't always want it. They sometimes will say, no, that, you know, that's not for me. Fair enough. And so mostly the older people are, well, they're, you know, they're disappearing fast, unfortunately. We don't often get any new ones. Last year, we had an idea of getting in touch with all the local nursing homes, and we got in touch with all the activities officer, and he said, we know you're busy, you know we've got a lot on, but would you be interested in us sending you one of our USBs every week, and you could perhaps get a group of people together to listen to it? And we sent out to, I think it was 18 nursing homes in our Sefton area, and I think we had replies from about three or four, not many got back to us. But the ones that did get back to us mostly agreed to at least try it. I think everybody is so busy these days.
What future plans do you have for Sefton Talking Newspaper?
We're very behind the times. We haven't got a website, but we've now arranged for somebody to make a website for us so we can advertise on that, rather than at the moment it's just little flyers pinned up in the post office and local shops. You know, everything has our phone number on. So we're hoping to set up an email as well, because we haven't got an email address. So people perhaps may get in touch with us more, we're hoping.
How can people get in touch with Sefton Talking Newspaper?
0151 928 9775.
Thanks, Sylvia, for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio today to talk about Sefton Talking Newspaper.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.